How did it start, and what's kind of the reason behind it?
Well, the GMA project, that's been started since early 2017. And we're a group of advocates for families who have been victimized by childhood sexual assault. There are nonprofit agencies out there who have resources available for these families, but unfortunately, they're not enough. They don't happen to deal with the long term. And so we are trying to bring a pilot project to Quinte to help these families, and then to show improvement and good measurement that the program is successful. And then, of course, we can apply for more funding and carry on with treating these families beyond what the other agencies are able to do. So the healing ceremony and the candlelight vigil walk was sort of a twofold. We wanted to offer a ceremony for families who have been victimized and allow the community to come out and show support for those families. And then the candlelight vigil march is a bit of a silent protest. You know, as a group of advocates, we have been in conversations with Parliament Hill regarding tougher sentencing and stronger rights for victims. And so that's a bit of what the march is. So we have the healing ceremony, which takes place at 3 o'clock, and then we have the march, which takes place at 4. And the march, with the exception of either a military-style drummer, to help us sort of keep pace, or a piper. Outside of that noise, we are quiet, and the point of the march is that we're quiet so that they don't have to be. You know, the statistics are staggering, that a child has to disclose an average of 7 times before they actually are heard, and someone reacts and does what needs to be done to protect them, which is it's sad, and that's the average. So the point of us not making any noise, Cooper, the point of us not making any noise is that we want to be silent so they don't have to be.
Right. The pilot project that you mentioned, what's that about?
So we want to do a treatment program for families 1 week long. There is a successful program out west called Little Warriors. That program is 28 days. It's a month long. Ideally, you know, that would be great down the road to be able to achieve something like that. But for the pilot project, we're looking at doing a 1 week intake and offering some therapy, you know, art therapy, some peer counseling, some psychotherapy, some other support group work that's a little bit more clinical, and anything else during that week that is going to help them and provide them with the tools.
So is that do you need to demonstrate need, or do you have to have the people that can facilitate that program? What are the requirements to getting something like that?
So with that, because we are a group of advocates and we're not in the field and we're not specialized to be handling that type of treatment, we're looking to just pay for the pilot and have a nonprofit agency or a specialized person in the field who wants to bid on the intake to actually do the intake. So at this point in time, we have about $14,000 raised. It was estimated that we could need up to $40,000 to run the pilot, but we're in a position now where we're going to be building a focus group of people in the field to sit down at the end of January and put together an outline as to what that 1 week should look like. And once we have that outline built and we know what it is that treatment program should look like for that 1 week intake, we can then approach nonprofit agencies that do fee-for-service, or even just professionals that work in the field that want to be able to bid on the intake. And then from there, we can pay and make sure it happens. And of course, there needs to be measurements of success so that after the fact, we can apply for funding and what have you. So because we're very grassroots and this is a bit new, in the beginning, we're kind of on our own to do that. So a lot of our efforts thus far have been fundraising as well as education and prevention, and then starting conversations with Parliament Hill. So Sunday kind of, you know, takes care of a few of those things.
Right. That's great. Is there anything else that you wanted to add or that I missed?
Well, we're actually looking for either a piper or a military-style drummer for Sunday. The person that we had who helped us last year is unavailable this year, and we've been doing some shout-outs on social media trying to find someone to help us, and we've been unsuccessful this far. So if anyone out there is able to help us with our Candlelight Vigil March on Sunday with either piping or drumming, if they could get in touch with me by calling 613-242-5165, that would be great.